Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
National Unplug Day. I can't do it. I'll fully admit, I can't do it. Now, I mean, if my health was in jeopardy, the boys, Carla's health, sure, yes. Some of it is the silly job I have. I've contended this before. I think hosts and producers of radio shows, outside of when they're on vacation, should always be paying some attention. I really do. We have bizarre jobs, right? It depends. I mean, I know some people who prep all the time. They're always consumed. I know others who walk in and they pull it off and they can be magnificent. I know others who walk in and it's obvious. They're not any good. They're getting the stories late. They're not that sharp about it. So I think our jobs are atypical. I don't think Adam as a newsman is in that same category. His role on the show changes a little bit, but I like checking it. You know, for me, with my insomnia, I've had every bit as much success when I have my phone by me as not. Because in the strictest sense, they're always saying, no, don't do that. For me, it's been mixed. So, you know, I have my phone near me because I share 50-50 custody with Kathleen, and Quentin's seizures are coming back at a strong level. So we're always staying in contact. But purely stepping away from, I guess, social media and other outlets, I'm well down the list of people who can unplug. Carter, can you unplug?
Briefly, but like you just said, I mean, yeah, I'm not like totally glued to the news all weekend, but this is the profession I've chosen. So it's not like I don't want to stay up on the news. And for sure, even on a week, like, you know, there are weekends where I'm just doing stuff, got to, you know, taking the girls here and there, maybe going out, whatever, where I'm just not paying close attention to it. But I'm not going to walk in Monday morning ice cold and like, whoa, what happened? You're kidding me? I'm going to do some checking before I start my work week. And certainly if it's a big enough story, that will get my attention somehow. And then I'll usually more than not be glued to it and try to find out more, as much information I can.
Yeah, and I'll just be really honest. I've worked with people over the years in this business who completely detached and come in. And in this narrow business, this minuscule part of everyday's life, that's the reason why they're not that good. You can't just completely step away from it. Dan, if 3-4 years from now you're involved in a completely different job, do you think you can unplug?
Well, there's levels, right? And if I'm in a completely different job, the job that I might be looking for would have a ministry component to it. And similarly to this job, though in a different vein, you're kind of always on call in that regard. So it's degrees of being able to unplug. It's like Adam said, it's, you know, is there a Saturday where I'm, you know, I can kind of unplug a little bit and not be paying rapt attention to the news? Sure. But on Sunday, I've got to be getting caught up because I've got a show to do on Monday, right? So are there days where even, you know, in a ministerial capacity, you're not as involved as directly on a day-to-day basis? Sure. But, you know, there's always the next service. There's always the next parishioner or congregant that's going to need help. So you're never completely out of it. And I don't know just how I'm wired that I'd ever want to be. I don't want to. I don't like that feeling of disconnected to what's going on. And that's just, again, 20 years in this business maybe have formed me in that way. But yeah, mm-hmm. I don't like that idea.
Along those lines, though, I romanticize about a time in my life where I can just, you know what, I don't care anymore, and do that and totally unplug. Like certainly after my time at work, where I could just totally, you know what, I don't want to know about mm-hmm. it anymore.
I romanticize about a lot of things. It's not about turning my phone off.
Yeah, we can't talk about that on the air though, Chad.
Yeah, that's true. That'll be the after show. Major Garrett. I mean, will we get to something where he basically takes the soul out of Adam Carter and steps on it today? I mean, he has just crushed you the last couple of weeks.
I'm trying to find something where I know he would be in lockstep with me about.
I mainly have politics for Major today, but
that's fine. I'll come up with
something. You chime in. Week. If you want to chime in at any point, you can. I mean,
well, if he takes another cheap shot at me, of course I will. I'm going to defend my ground. I don't care who the hell it is, Major Garrett or Mike Wallace.
It'd be bigger news if it was Mike Wallace.
It would be.
To be honest.
Yes. Oh my
Mike's
God.
Mike's been dead for a while. That's no slam in Major. Major's alive. And if we get a scoop from Mike, we'll get to that early.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.